This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1226. Have writer's block? Three easy ways to generate ideas for your content, by Aaron Blasky of aaronblasky.com. And hey there, I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here, and I'm with you every single day reading from these great blogs on entrepreneurship, work, and productivity. So let's get to it now as we hear from Aaron and optimize your life. Have writer's block? Three easy ways to generate ideas for your content, by Aaron Blasky of aaronblasky.com. I remember a phone call I had with a client once, and we were chatting about a list of 10 to 15 blog post ideas that I had created for her. She asked me where I came up with those ideas, as she figured some people would struggle with creating a list like that, specifically in an area that they weren't familiar with. I told her that most of my blog post ideas come first from a session of inquiry. I asked myself, what would I like to know about this subject? Sometimes that means drawing on my past experiences, and other times it simply stems from pure, genuine curiosity. I love knowing how things work, so asking myself that question generally ignites a fire inside of myself of wanting to know more. That method doesn't always work, though, as sometimes I'm left feeling stuck for ideas. When that happens, here's where I go to find inspiration for my content, whether it's a blog post, playbook, YouTube video, or tweet. 1. Feedly. Feedly helps me generate inspiration for blog posts, vlogs, and ebooks on a regular basis. Here's exactly what I do to leverage Feedly for content generation. Step number 1. Set up a Feedly account. The first step in curating content to inspire you is to create an account over at Feedly. Feedly is an RSS feed reader, which means you can copy and paste the URL of blogs that you love, or blogs in a niche area, into the tool to generate a feed that makes it really easy to read 10, 20, or hundreds of the blogs you love. All of the blogs you subscribe to can be sorted into helpful categories, aka feeds, and once added, will populate an easy-to-read feed like the one you see in this post. Step number 2. Add your favorite blogs or blogs in niche categories. I'll typically add 25 to 50 blogs per category. This is because many of them have a slow publishing schedule, which means if I only have 5 to 10 blog posts in a category, I may not see new posts for some time. The goal is to get a really good feel for what's happening in the industry or niche topic so that I can pick up on trends quickly and without much effort. I look for blogs that update often and get lots of shares to social media, and if they are open, comments. Once the blogs have been added, I log in and refresh that specific category whenever I'm about to do any type of creative work for a client or my own blog. Step number 3. Browse the posts and process them. After you get into a routine of checking Feedly, it's a good idea to get into the habit of processing the new posts that appear. I like to leverage the Read Later or Save to Board options, as seen in the screenshot here in this post, as it lets me clip things that I know will be good for my own writing or for my client's writing. Anything that I know isn't a good fit or is more promotional or company-specific news-related, I simply use the Mark as Read and Hide option, which removes them from the feed. 2. Quora. Another fantastic source of content inspiration is Quora. I use Quora to search up topics in my niche and review the questions that people are asking in that topic. For example, if you're a realtor, you may want to look up real estate as a category. Once there, look at the top questions people are posting and which questions have a lot of engagement in the form of answers. I'd also highly recommend that after you create blog posts that are inspired from Quora, pop back over to the question that inspired your post and leverage some of your post content as a response to the question. That way, you can take advantage of the thought leadership that is established on that site when you answer questions as an expert. 3. Uber Suggest. This one is a bit more of a hack, but it's still a great source of content inspiration, and you can leverage your competitors to save yourself some work. Pop on over to Uber Suggest and put in the domain name of one of your competitors. Once the report populates, click on Keywords under Traffic Analyzer. Next, take a look at the top keywords that your competitors rank for. These are the words that you'll want to start creating content around for your website in an effort to rank higher than they do for those search terms. This one has a dual purpose, too. Not only will you feel inspired, but you'll also work toward better SEO rankings and pushing your competitors' rankings down in the process. The goal with this process isn't to make a list of blogs to copy from, but rather to take away enough new ideas and keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the industry so that you feel inspired to write and have a direction to write in. I found this to be an effective way to deep dive into an industry too, specifically when I worked with clients whose area of expertise falls outside of my general knowledge base. You just listened to the post titled, "Have Writer's Block? 3 Easy Ways to Generate Ideas for Your Content" by Aaron Blasky of aaronblasky.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a huge thank you to Erin for letting us share her work today. Erin became obsessed with video games, like many of us did, once she got her hands on a Commodore 64 back in the late 80s. So you'll often hear her make comparisons and analogies to video games in her writing. Today, she's leading marketing at Fellow.app, which is a productivity tool for managers, and curates productivity content on Digg's productivity namespace. For the past 20 years, Erin has been invited to speak on stages around the world, including TEDx, and now, more recently, virtual conferences. And she covers a lot of topics, but focuses mostly on marketing, community, and remote work. You can also check out her book, which is called Destiny, A Love Story About a Video Game, Marketing, and Storytelling. So come by aaronblasky.com for much more. That's E-R-I-N-B-L-A-S-K-I-E. And that wraps up our episode for today. Thanks so much for being here, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.